On top of all this, by the spring of 1915, the army was in steady and often extremely chaotic retreat. Still, wasn't all bad. By 1916, the military situation in some ways improved. Russian troops ceased retreating, managed to hold their own. There were even a few modest successes in offensive staged in the war during 1916, though at great loss of life. These were especially successes against Austria as well as Turkey, which had joined the Central Powers. And most impressively, Russia was able to hold Germany off at least at a steady level, forcing Germany to fight a two-front war, which many have argued is an important reason that Germany ultimately lost. Also, the problem of shortages in many ways got less severe in the course of 1916. A major effort to improve domestic production, launched by the state and in some ways supported by leading industrialists forming organizations to advance military production, began to provide more weapons to the front, better supplies, and food. And it's worth noting this was an entirely a Russian effort, though the Allies tried to help with supplies, France and England, that is, because of the blockaded Baltic and the blockaded Black Seas, there was no way to get supplies to the Russians. But they solved the problems gradually and increasingly on their own. Nevertheless, even in 1916, though the military situation had gotten better, the morale among soldiers continued, by all accounts, to decline. The fortunes of war may have improved, but the facts of war for an ordinary soldier remained. Horrible losses, terrible conditions at the front and at home, and increasing doubts as why they were fighting this war at all. In fact, it's on the home front where suffering was almost as severe, and soldiers were aware of this and often thought, what's going back home with my families? In fact, by the end of 1915, there were plentiful indications that the economy was breaking down under the heightened strain of wartime mobilization. Fuel and raw materials in particular were increasingly scarce and often affecting production. Productivity was falling in large numbers of industries, especially non-military industries, which were providing the supplies that people needed for their everyday life. Partly the problem was that large numbers of unskilled workers were entering industry as existing workers were drafted and sent to the front, and also as the demands of increasing production required more workers in industry overall. Food supplies, most seriously, for the point of view of most ordinary citizens of Russian cities, food supplies were falling, partly due to disastrous transportation problems, never strong before the war, but made worse by the mobilization of transportation for war purposes. But also, the food situation was made worse by the tendency of peasants, rather typical in the course of a war, to hoard grain. Since inflation was rendering their money worthless, they decided, we'll just hang on to this grain until things get better. This inflation was also itself a major problem. Prices of food and commodities kept rising in the course of the war due to shortages. And all of these economic conditions together combined to create increasing suffering back in the home front, especially among the urban poor and the middle classes, those with the least to fall back on. Inflation was pressing down real wages, and even for those wealthy enough to have savings but not wealthy enough to survive under any conditions, for the middle classes, savings became less and less valuable. All of this was made worse, especially for urban workers, including white-collar workers, by a periodic loss of wages due to shortages of raw materials, if you were in a factory, shortages of fuel to even keep the place warm and keep the lights running. Thousands were regularly idled because there simply wasn't raw material or fuel for especially factories. Food shortages were the most visible sign creating problems in the city, leading to long lines outside bakeries, outside food stores, long lines that were especially brutal during the Russian winter. And adding to all this, there was a widespread and troubling disruption of family life. Men were sent to the front, women and children were sent to the factories. Everything seemed to be disordered for people.